Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. When I have death to myself, it surrenders my view and my opinion. When I die, and see, that's sometimes scary, because you can't control the Holy Ghost. You can't control where God's going to take you. You can't control how he's going to lead you. You can't control what he's going to talk to you about. You can't control what he's going to place a demand on you about. You know, we like to lock down. You know, I like to lock God down and say, you know, this is it. But when you die to yourself, I can guarantee you he's going to take you away that you've never been before. But when you rid yourself of fear and you embrace his promises, it's an adventurous journey. It's not, but see, you have to learn to live. The just shall live by faith. We go from faith to faith, not faith to unbelief, faith to not believing. No, it's from faith to faith, to faith, to faith, to faith, until we are finally at his feet. Amen? Tell somebody, I'm complete in him. Now, let me talk a little bit about the life that is without limits. As I just stated earlier, when we really allow Christ, when we allow him to work in our heart, I pray tonight that God will really do a work in your heart, in your heart. That's where the kingdom is. When we allow God or Christ to work in our heart, we cannot control the process. Stop trying to control the process. Stop trying to figure it out. Because see, that's the threshold. When you stop trying to figure it out, that's the threshold of coming into the limitless life. Because see, sometimes you hold God hostage in your thoughts, your perception. You got to let it go. Look at somebody, tell them, let it go. Tell somebody, you cannot control the process. With God, it's not always A, B, C, D, E. Because you'll be at E before he gets there. God will jump from A to X, then back to K, then over to W. You can't control the process. You got to trust that God is at work. When your mind doesn't comprehend everything, you have to embrace the reality. This is the promise that God gave me. Also, you cannot control God's priority of events. We always want the money before the bill is due. Don't shout me down. I don't know about you, I do. You always want to be able to see the way before you have to go that way. Lord, just show me something now. Right? You cannot control the priority of events. God says, do this. Well, you say, Lord, wait. How can I? No, Lord said, just do that. But Lord, you don't know. He knows already. He doesn't want you to hold him hostage with your limited perception. He wants you to embrace the promise wherein lies his reality. Tell me your faith is not challenged. He wants you to embrace the promise in spite of. Because you cannot control the priority of it. See, our thinking is A, B. We think very linear, in a line. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. No, we think like this, but we cannot control God like that. And the priority of events, God has always got the big picture in mind. He's doing some stuff with you right now. You have no clue. Why now, Lord? I don't even need this now, but he knows a year from now where you're going to be and how you say, oh, I see now. I didn't know God was doing that way back then. He set me up for this way back then. I didn't know it. I was just obedient. You cannot control the priority of events. Hello? Think God would have done something with Abraham and Sarah before he told them that she's going to be with child. But he let everything in the natural realm speak totally against what he was saying. You know what we do a lot of times? Lord, give me just a little sign. Show me something. Speak, Lord. You know, and I find that's the time God ain't talking to you. He's not going to talk because he wants you to exercise your faith in his promise, because therein lies his reality. He's standing in his promise. All that God is in his promise. And that promise is waiting to burst out into your life when you embrace it. There lies, because see, you can't control, because that you thought would happen first and it ain't happened yet. But something else is going on over here, and you can't hardly relate to it because your perception of God and what he's doing is so limited and so bound by your linear thinking. You don't understand that God has already connected the dots. You don't see it. You want that to happen first. So like God said, go house hunting. But Lord, my house is in foreclosure. I just lost my job. God didn't ask you about that. He saw you when you got fired. He was there wiping away the tears. But he said, go find your house. Lord, I don't even have gas. Come on. Tell me God won't speak to you in the midst of something that has nothing to do with nothing. And all of a sudden, here comes this voice from the Lord. Out of the burning bush, or out of the furnace of fire. Here you are at your lowest point, and God is telling you, I want you to go get that. I want you to go see about that. I want you to go find the one. Now, if you'll take him at his word and begin to exercise faith, and it don't mean you have to have a whole lot of faith. It don't mean you're going with joy. Sometimes you go weeping. Hello? Sometimes you go out weeping. Hello? Oh, somebody need to hear that. Sometimes you go out and it's like it's a struggle. You mad at God? You mad at the world? You mad, but you're going. You think that phased God? You think God going to back up off of you now? No. Tell somebody, I'm a child of God. He's a good father. He going to see about me no matter what. He's for me. He's on my side. He's all I have. He's going to take care of me. Amen. You know, even when your children have a bad attitude towards you, you're a parent, you understand that. There are seasons, there are times where things like, you don't diss them. You sometimes they'll go out weeping. But like the psalmist said, you're going to come in again rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, because you exercised faith. The reality of God is in his promise. Faith doesn't make things easy. It makes them possible. His yoke is easy. But if you have a major, major call, you have a major, major task. But you have a major, major grace. You cannot control the process, and you cannot control. Now get that out of your mind. Stop limiting God. Sometimes we are too concerned or too worried about things that you can't control. And sometimes you feel guilty and feel at fault. Or you blame someone else. You forget that stuff. In the midst of all of that, God is in control. Stop blaming others. Like I said, don't judge anything before the time. Stop judging yourself. Stop judging other people. Amen. That's not the issues. The issues are kingdom. The issues are in the promises. Stop being sidetracked and distracted with all this blame stuff. Help us, Holy Ghost. Here you kicking yourself around because of these. Don't you know God is able and willing and knows how to take everything you've done, where you fell short, where you were slack, where you missed the mark. Don't you think God is he's a wise God? He's outside of time. He's able to take all of that and say, this will not deter your destiny. This will not hinder the work I've begun in you. Stop limiting me with your perception. I'm God. What he has begun in you, you can't even hinder it. The work he's begun in you, he will perform it. See, that breaks off the limitations of our perception. You see, that's why I said you can't judge people. Because you hadn't walked in their shoes. They may have an attitude. Be hard to get along with. And you fed up now. But you don't know. Ask God to show you. Or to be able to get close enough to him to begin to perceive what they've had to struggle with. What they've had to deal with. That brought them to that place. So that you can understand. And say, oh, I see. That person needs a friend. They need somebody that understands. They've been kicked around and lied on and rejected and pushed to the curb. Hello? You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Our perceptions at our best are so limited. I said our perceptions at best when we are in the spirit and we are discerning and we are prophetic. You know, I said prophetic. We are still limited, lest we are consumed with the promise. You know, prophecy is for your edification, exhortation, and comfort. It's always to encourage you, always to build you up, always to comfort you. Let me move on here. My time is slipping away. Okay? Get that in your mind. I have learned where God will lead you, where in places you've not gone before, is to bring you to a place where you accept the fact that you are not in control. See, as long as you live in your little old box, shoebox, you're in control of everything in that shoebox. God will love you right in the shoebox. But you need to tell somebody, get out of that shoebox. There's a limitless life of faith for you.
We are continuing in part 29 of Mega Grace, Life Without Limits. When you start to go higher in the spiritual altitudes, you must be expanding. Mega responsibility comes with the spiritual rise. You cannot afford spiritual collapse. God does not want you to self-destruct. He wants you to go higher in Him. Be true. Live for God from the heart and not the head. See yourself healthy, whole, and energized in your heart. Then change will start to manifest. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.